The code. Never give up. Secret code connect. Never lose hope. When challenges strike and nothing goes your way, your inner code can crumble just like mine did. At times like that, you'll need to rely on the foundations you've built. Your friends, your spirit builders, and the goals you've been working toward every day. Since you can't predict when challenges will hit you, start working on those foundations today so they'll be there when you need them. When you're on the verge of losing hope, your spirit builders can inspire you and remind you why you're special. Your goals can give you a reason to keep dreaming. If you don't have either, though, your challenges might drown you. Your worst enemy and your best friend. I read a quote recently that made my blood boil. We succeed in life not despite our challenges, but because of our challenges. I couldn't believe that anyone would say that. How could losing my brother or enduring depression help me succeed? I wish I had my brother back. I wish I had enjoyed my sophomore year of college. The more I thought about the quote, though, the more I realized its wisdom. Do you know what gave me the extra motivation to study harder, run harder, and show more courage in high school? It was my brother's passing. After my brother passed away, I decided, hey, I've got to make something of my life. If I don't help my family, who will? Do you know why I'm writing this book? Why I speak around the country? Why I think so much about success and happiness? It's because I was once depressed, because I lived in that pit for a full year. That pit was so nasty that I told myself, once I figure out how to get out of here, I'm going to help other people get out too. And now I get so much happiness from helping others. Of course, when I was going through the challenges, I didn't see that anything good could come of them. But now I realize that both my brother's death and my bout with depression forced me to grow in unimagined ways and to come back with an even stronger code than I had in the past. So should we wish for challenges? Of course not. Give me my brother back, and I'll trade you Harvard and every other accomplishment I've had. But since we can't control many of the challenges that hit us, shouldn't we at least use them to take ourselves higher? Shouldn't we get something good out of all the pain and suffering? One thing is for sure. It's not whether you will encounter challenges, or even whether your challenges will change you. The challenges will come, and they will change you. The only real question is how your challenges will change you, for better or for worse. That is your choice. Your turn. Never give up. Often, when challenges strike, people focus only on the negative and forget about all the positive things in their life. For instance, during my sophomore year at Harvard, I didn't consider that I had excelled in school, or that for several years I had lived out an awesome code. What are some positives in your life? How will you remind yourself of those positives when challenges strike you? Number 2, pick a challenge from your past and decide how you can get inspiration from it. For example, my brother died in December, so I've declared December to be honorary Tewolde month. Throughout the month, I look for ways to celebrate his spirit. Maybe you've lost a loved one, or a pet, or don't see one of your parents often. Whatever challenge you've faced, how can you use it to lift yourself higher? Number 3. Sometimes we view minor challenges, little obstacles to our outer goals, like a bad grade, getting cut from a school play, or getting turned down for a date, as if they're unbearable, life-altering setbacks. Think over the past few months. What are some molehills that you've turned into mountains? How will you react the next time a challenge like that hits you? Number 4. If you had a major challenge today, who are the friends, relatives, or advisors you would go to for help? If you don't have any close friends, write down the names of a few friends whom you want to get to know better. If you like, you can include family members and advisors, such as teachers or counselors. Number 5. Do you have any friends who are going through challenges right now? Write their names and some ways that you can help them get through their hard times.